Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah ne insan ki darajat ko kis tarah buland farmate hain us tikstege se Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kis insan ko uske darje se past karte hain aur huzur jo zawal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kis insan ko kitna buland kar dete hain aur kis tarah kisi se neeche kar dete hain بند انسان کی کسی ایکسرسائز سے نہیں ملتی یا کوئی ایسی چیز نہیں ہے انسان کیسے بلند ہو گیا اللہ کے نزدیک جو انسان بلند ہوتا ہے اس کا احساس بھی نہیں ہوتا کہ میں بلند ہو گیا ہوں میں اونچا ہو گیا ہوں ہمیشہ انسان جو اونچا ہوتا ہے اللہ جس کو بلند کرتا ہے وہ ایک ہی چیز سے انسان بلند ہو جاتا ہے اور وہ ہے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اس سے کوئی نیک کام کرا دیتا ہے ابھی ہم آئے 20 منٹ ہوں گے میرا اس وجہ سے پہلے موت پر حق ہے 20 منٹ پہلے ہمارا انتقال ہو جاتا تو یہ حالت میں آتی ہے جس وقت حالت ہے وجہ کیا ہے کہ اللہ پاک نے ہم پہ کرم فرمایا اس 30 منٹ سے پہلے ہمیں کچھ اعمال کرنے کے لیے دے دیے اور جتنی بھی ہم نے چیزیں پڑھی ہیں یہ ایسی زبردست عمل ہے ذکر ہے کلمات ہیں جس سے 20 منٹ کے اندر ہمارے درجے کہیں سے کہیں پہنچ گئے لیکن انسان کو احساس نہیں ہوا اس چیز کا کہ کس مقام پہ اللہ نے پہنچا دیا اس کو یہ ہے عرف درجات جو دعا میں انسان مانگتا ہے کہ اللہ ہر میں میرے درجے کو تو بلند کر یعنی ہر وقت تو مجھ سے ایسا کام لیتا رہے جس سے میں اپنا اپ ہوتا چلا جاؤں ایک نماز کے بعد انسان دوسری نماز پڑھتا ہے اس کا درجہ کہیں سے کہیں بلند ہو جاتا ہے ایک تلاوت کے بعد انسان دوسری تلاوت کرتا ہے اس کا درجہ کہیں سے کہیں بلند ہوتا ہے تو خود اللہ نے انسان کے اختیار میں ایسی چیز دی ہے کہ جتنا چاہے وہ اللہ کے قریب انسان خود کر سکتا ہے اپنے آپ کو اس نے تو ہمیں چیزیں مہیا کر دی ہیں چیزیں پرووائڈ کر دی ہیں اب ان چیزوں کو استعمال کر کے اللہ سے اپنا قرب حاصل کرنا یہ انسان کا کام ہے تو ہم نہ ہی کسی پہ احسان کرتے ہیں نہ ہی کوئی ایسی بات ہے نیک عمل انسان جب کرتا ہے تو کیا چیز ہے اللہ کا فضل بہت بڑا کرم ہوتا ہے کہ انسان کو انسان کے بیٹھے بٹھائے اللہ تعالیٰ کہاں سے کہاں پہنچا دیتا ہے بیچارہ جو انسان آج مر جاتا ہے سب سے بڑی چیز یہی ہے محروم کس چیز سے ہوتا ہے کہ اب اس کا کتاب بند ہو گئی اب کوئی دفعہ سبحان اللہ بھی نہیں کہہ سکتا اس کا درجہ بلند نہیں ہو سکتا کتاب بند ہو گئی اس کی لیکن زندہ انسان کے لیے بہترین موقع ہے بیسٹ اپرچونیٹی ہے کہ وہ اپنی زندگی کو استعمال کرے یوز کرے جو بھی کوئی موقع دیکھے جہاں الحمدللہ دیکھتا ہے اس مجلس میں بیٹھ کر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے درجے بلند کرے گا ضرور شامل ہونا چاہیے خاص طور پہ تو رمضان ہے جانے والا ہے کتنے خوش قسمت انسان ہیں جنہوں نے ایک ہی وقت کو قیمتی سمجھ کر اپنے درجوں کو بلند کرایا ہوا اور سنت الہی یہ ہے جس کو اللہ تعالیٰ بلند کرتا ہے اس کو نیچا نہیں کرتا درجہ اس کا رکھتا ہے بندے ہی بھی لے جاتا اللہ تعالیٰ جو اس کے خود اپنے درجے کو گھٹائے درجہ گھٹتا کیسے ہے جسی طرح انسان کے نیک کام کرتا ہے اچھا کام کرتا ہے اللہ کی پسند کا کام کرتا ہے درجہ بلند ہو جاتا ہے لیکن جو انسان अल्लाह की नाफरमानी करता है तो दर्जा घट जाता है उसका, फिर नीचे हो जाता है। तो ये है इंसान के लिए एहतियात जिसको जाता है, ऑलवेज बी केयरफुल। अल्लाह पाक ने जो हमें जिक्र के बारे में शाद बनाया है उसको अल्लाह कसी नाम लकुम तुफलहुन, साथ ही वजह बता दी है जिक्र की कि तुम्हारे जिक्र से मुझे कोई गर्ज नहीं है, मुझे कोई फायदा नहीं है, मुझे तुम कुछ ना दोगे जिक्र से। लेकिन इतना जरूर है जब तुम मुझे याद करोगे तो तुम बुलंद हो जाओगे। अब तुम चाहे नखरे करो तुम्हारी मर्जी है, चाहे तुम उसके लिए कुर्बानी दो ये तुम्हारी मर्जी है। ये तो इंसान पे अपने पर है ना कि जिस चीज को कीमती समझता है, जरूरी समझता है, खुद ही समझ उस चीज को करता है। अगर शैतान ने आपकी दुनिया को कीमती कर दी है, जिन जवाहरात आपके सामने कर दिए, तो बच्चा भी है, बच्चों को आप बिठा दें उसके सामने कुछ चमक वाली चीज डाल दें, उसका अगर दूसरी चीज रख दें जो बहुत ही कीमती है तो क्यों उठाएगा वो? ग्लिटरिंग थिंग्स, चमकदार चीज को जाकर उठाएगा वो। हालांकि उसके कीमती चीज के सामने पड़ी है लेकिन वो चमक नहीं रही, उसको टच नहीं करेगा। ये इंसान है कि शैतान को इस तरह गेम खेलता है कि दुनिया उसके सामने पेश कर देता है चमक दमक मजे, और उसको खाने में दूसरी चीज है इसमें चमक तो नहीं थी। तो आदमी किस वक्त है उस चमक पर भागना शुरू कर देता है कि ये डॉजी है शैतान का, डॉज दे रहे वैसे ट्रिक। कभी चमकदार चीज पर ना जाओ, अट्रैक्शन पर ना जाओ, ये मियार नहीं है। हमें सिर्फ एक चीज है हमारा मोमिन का मियार कि अल्लाह क्या पसंद करता है। अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह लाइक,
सुभान अल्लाह
वी शुड लाइक, व्हाट वी लाइक व्हाट अल्लाह लाइक। तो उसमें आप चमक चमक देखिए ना, रोशनी देखिए, लेकिन नहीं अल्लाह ने पसंद की है। असल चमक यही है जो इस वक्त छुपी हुई है लेकिन निकल आएगी। कम और समझे इसलिए लता ने जिक्र कहा कि जिक्र तो मुझे कोई फायदा नहीं है, जिक्र के मुकाबले में शैतान बहुत सी चीजें तुम्हारे सामने पेश करेगा ताकि जिक्र की मजे से तुम्हें दूर कर दे। याद रखें because it is the big defeat of the shaitan if he finds someone going to the zikr.
Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah,
subhanallah,
subhanallah.
He can bear everything, he can tolerate everything, absorb anything, but he didn't like one thing, a person go for zikr.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Why? Because things that he knew about it and seen it, the how much the darajat of this person, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by the zikr he get it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So that's the enemy too. And that's why he's enemy there. He doesn't want to go too close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person. For him he's kick out from the Jannah. For us, how to be? He will like that we go too close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the only mission is that. He doesn't want you to do the bad and good things. It's the only thing you like to see that person must be away and rule from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to be with the nearness, not get the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. So whatever the deeds which is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always try to take you away from that. And he will put the things in front of you. Show you the better for that. Makes a lot of attraction on these things because his fili is given the power for that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do just what you like it. But Allah says, never be changed the person. Try best, but you never be changed the person those who iman on me truly.
Subhanallah.
Unko change nahi kar sakega kuch. Un pe tera jadoo nahi chalega.
Subhanallah.
Actually, this our weakness of iman shows this thing. When you are attacked by the shaitan, leaving the zikrullah for the sake of dunya and for other things, which is no value at all. Nothing. When I have heard somebody has died, it's the only thing coming to mind. Oh, what have I done for this grief? I don't know. Why this first idea is coming to mind? How many wasted the thing? How many changed it? Where is going now? The game is finished. The game is finished now. That's the actually story of this dunya. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the zikrullah, that engage yourself all the time in the zikrullah. Engage yourself all the time. Because seeing means that. Because this is the only amal which you can do continuous. Can't do continuous namaz. Not do anything about this. I do the Hajj every time. Every time, every moment. You know. So what about this moment when you don't do anything? I say, no, I don't want to see any moment of your life won't make me a close. I don't see anything waste. Even one breath should come out from the mouth of a moment which is not making me the close. So very about
that.
So that's the reason Allah gave us such a beautiful ibadah, zikrullah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah.
I mean, He makes so easy for us.
Subhanallah.
Makes so easy for us.
Subhanallah.
You don't need to, He won't disturb your life.
Subhanallah.
Won't disturb your life. This is one thing, that flesh in your body. Engage Him for this, for zikrullah.
Subhanallah.
Engage. He just said, parrot, you know, parrot? You know parrot? Tota, what you say in English? Parrot? You can teach everything, you start saying these things repeatedly. You teach something to the parrot, he starts repeating this thing. Remember, Tota? Teach everything, start saying this thing. He can repeat it. So it's just like that. They should repeat again and again that Allah, Allah. He starts saying Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah,
Subhanallah. And he's saying this is such a way. And you stop saying after that, but he starts carrying on the Allah, Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah.
He becomes so useful for you. So it's the set. It's the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes human being, his body. So every part of his body is. Then we die. But the flesh of this pulp is not we die. We live every year, every time. Because the power of Allah is great. No comparison for that. No comparison. So if somebody not to take darajat every moment close to close to close, you make practice on making the zikr by heart. All the time. Hold your tongue without any reason, don't move it. I don't think we should move the tongue. See, we don't find time to move the tongue. Most of the things irrelevant talks we do, we don't even need about to say anything. Like you see somebody, send a question out of your mind. How are you? Where are you? How are you going? The things now, mashallah. Yeah. Oh, you are looking nice, this thing. We increase ourselves without any reason. Horsunoji. How? Tell me other some things. Oh, another story is looking now. What's going this in dunya? What's for there? We have learned this thing to keep silent. I used to go to my shaykh, alhamdulillah. If I stay there a month, believe me, a month. Only I talk this when I enter first time his rooms. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just say, wa alaikum salam wa yasin. Embrace me. Now, what do you do? Yes, I'm just coming from there. You are right, yes, let's finish. I can count the talk of my Shaykh, how much talk in my life is talking. That's not a reason to talk anything. I became habitual for that. But I'm not. I'm not a bikar, you know. That's a most of the time we waste by talking with this tongue, without any reason. Keep silent. Busy in your heart. why do you need to talk? Yeah, it's a necessity, you know, about something, this and that. Use it. So automatically, when you don't use the tongue, definitely, it means going message from your mind to your body. If he's silent, then this sign accepts at once by heart. But I can do his job for him now. And whatever you teach the heart, he starts saying this thing.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Pati nadati ye, Naqshbandi insan. Naqshbandi kabhi nahi bolta. Hamare kahan jata hai? کہ جس کو حضرت کی مجلس میں خاموشی نے فائدہ نہیں دیا تو اس کی مجلس میں بولنے کو فائدہ نہیں دے گی. The best benefit you get it in the مجلس of Shaykh by silence, not by talking. سمجھا رہی بات؟ The silence is more powerful talk. Instead of talking. It affects more your heart. The things. So we should use for that. Keep silent, busy your heart in the zikrullah, in Muraqabah. Every moment of this person is going to be high to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the most of the sins are come from the mouth. From the tongue. Most of the sin. When you hold this thing, definitely the guna is short. And you're doing the zikr, and you're just going to balandan, balandan.
Subhanallah.
This is the thing, mashallah. Anyway, inshallah. Keep trying, carry on. Trying for that, inshallah. One day will be perfect for that. ذکر اللہ کی قدر کریں ہر لمحے ذکر جو انسان کے درجوں کو بلند کرتا ہے اللہ کے قریب کرتا چلا جاتا ہے انسان کو پتہ نہیں چلتا کہ میرے درجے بلند ہوں گے مجھے کچھ اپ اینڈ اپ ماشاء اللہ پر دیکھیں ہمارے درجے بلند ہونے لگے اگین اسٹارٹ اگین ناؤ
سبحان اللہ
ہم پھر ایک کام کرنے لگے دا بلیسنگ آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سو ایچ کلمہ ٹیک یو اپ اینڈ اپ ماشاء اللہ
سبحان اللہ
یہ سینڈ آف ریکگنیشن دس یہ فش دس تھنگ الحمد للہ دن اللہ سے دیکھ راستہ لائن فار گیو دم دیز پیپل بخش دیں لوگوں اتنا انسان بلند ہو جاتا ہے ایک مجلس کے اندر اتنا بلند ہو جاتا ہے آن ادر ہینڈ دس ون یو بزی دس ٹائم فار ان دنیا بزی دے او نو بیکاز یو نو ٹائم فار دیٹ نو اٹس نو ٹائم فار دیٹ بس دا پرسن ہو سیکریفائز دس ون اور فار دا ذکر اللہ لیفٹ دیس تھنگ کم ہیئر نا ہاؤ مچ ہی گیٹ اٹ ان دا رمضان اس سے کمپیئر کرنا چاہیے اپنے لائف کو کیا چیز چھوڑ رہا ہوں کیا چیز میں دے رہا ہوں وچ از دا ویلیوبل فار می آف دس ٹائم کمپیئر کرے اتنا سینس پیدا ہو جانا چاہیے انسان The morning time, sleeping is best, or joining the Zikrullah and Majlis.
Subhanallah.
If somebody asks you after Ramadan, who's the last Baland? Very simply, you can count it. The person, the child, will never miss Zikrullah in the Majlis in the morning. How many Hajj number he has in his account? What he get in the bed? Ya ayyuhal muslimun qumu lillahi qiyaman. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much reward in tahajjud after far namaz, no other namaz? Why? What the says Buzurg about that? Why is it so much? Because that is the time for this namaz. I don't think another time that a person sacrifices most beloved things, three mostly. Subhanallah. Why this is so great, this tahajjud prayers? Why there's so much reward in it? Why the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come on that time of the sky and ask the person, do you need anything? Ask.
Subhanallah.
Why don't you ask him the zuhur? Why don't you ask him the other prayers? Why tahajjud? Because for this, a person left his three beloved things. What are these first things? First of all, if he's married, the most beloved things is on the side, the wife. Of course, full will be there. Second, most beautiful thing, if you don't have the wife, the neend, the sleeping. You know, this is a very beautiful thing. If he's your wife, the sleeping is the best for him. Oh, yes, it's not first. Shaitan coming for him. Yes, I'm getting him. Oh, yes, I'm getting him. It's very hard to leave the bed. Right? Hostel, especially in these countries, very cold nights, and again you have to go to the cold water and there's no room out because the bill is coming very much, electric and gas bill very much coming now. So nobody keep on at the time the heating system. So you get to the cold things there and leave the bed and say, well, it's enough for this. How much time for Fajr? Yeah, I can get up for the Fajr. He's leaving so many things for that.
Subhanallah.
Leaving the bed is very, very difficult for a person, you know, to the hot bed. And he left these two things. So when he left these things too, for the sake of this namaz, which is not the first, not important, I mean the first. And he get up, he make wudu, and do other things. He comes standing on musalla. This action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Ya ayyul muslimu lakum al-layla illa qalila.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Read Quran is this time, I think. Oh, Hafiz, this is the time for you. I gave you the Quran in your chest and body. Read out now. And this is the best time for the Zakreen. Battalhi Tabtila. This is the biggest. Battalhi Tabtila. Two things Allah says. This night is best. For two things, recite Quran in namaz. And then do zikr. All mamulas you can do on that time. When you say that there's no time for salah, there's no time to do this. This is the time for you, Sufi. Sufi people, this is the best time for you to get. Go on musalla for 1 hour before the Fajr. And then after Quran, mashallah. Vasko Sadhika Vatabhakta. This is your substituting my name. Because the quiet loneliness is me and you now.
Subhanallah.
When this happens, Arda says, now you can hear my voice, what I'm saying. Come on, what you want?
Subhanallah.
Ask. And people hear this voice. My Shaykh has said this thing. I was sitting with my father in Khanka, night time, about 2 o'clock. And then my father asked me, Ali Murtaza, did you hear the voice? I said, and Baba, which voice? He said, you didn't hear it. Look, what the voice is saying, ask for anything from me then.
Subhanallah.
I'm asking, I'm hearing this voice. He's training his son, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
Chaitanya Allah Ta'ala us waqt mein pukar ke kehta hai, come on, who is who asked something for me? At that time you say, because what's happened? Because you sacrifice something, the beloved thing you sacrifice, wife, neen, bistara, three things left. Wife ko chhoda hai, you left neen chhodi hai, you left bistara, bed. And this beloved thing on that time particularly. In the morning, very hard to leave all these things. Those people saying, in Ramzan, I have left all these things, and come in the mashallah, in zikrullah, and sit down. Then the Shah did the job. That's why Allah says, okay, that's his I gave you Ramzan, for this season I gave you Ramzan.
Subhanallah.
Yes, you're doing the best thing, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
I have seen some children, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
Lovely, pyara children, baithte hain samne Patel sahab. You know Patel? Chhota baitha tha samne, bada lutf aata hai dekh ke usko.
Subhanallah.
Kar rahe hain ki baithe. Sota. This is the person who gets the rajat balan all the time. Not on the beds. Not what you get from Ramzan. Not good, the bed in Hajjahullah. You have to sacrifice some of these. And that's the same thing, Dasa. Here, not you leaving the wife, bed, anything, you have leave this. You're earning things, the taxis, the shops, you have to close, change the timings for 1 month and everything. And you're enjoying the thing, which is better than all other things.
Subhanallah! Subhanallah!
You might not have the chance for that. And you lose the Asr Majalis. They left, lose faith. They didn't get anything if they give the millions pound being of this Asr Majalis. They didn't get anything. They didn't get anything. Kuch nahi mila, wo aag hai, wo badbu hai. You can't smell it. Kabhi aap paise usmein ke dekhen, usmein kitni badbu aati hai. Smell it. Note nahi hoti. Badbu aati, kis chalte chalte chalte, moving from one hand to other hand, over hand to one hand. Any different hands coming, holding this, which we push them, push ke usko jeb mein rakhte. Subhanallah, what's the great thing come? Inshallah, next time we'll do the evening, don't need for the zahar. No. But you get in the Asr Majlis, you can't get in the Isha Majlis.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
But you get the Asr Majlis, you can't get the other Majlis.
Subhanallah.
Especially what you get in the morning Majlis, you not get any other Majlis.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
You must sacrifice on that time. Roza hai, uthe, raat ki ibadat jo kuch bhi ki hai, baithe hain, uske baad zikr bhi hai. Zikr bhi fir tika ke karata hoon main aapko, lamba, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
Hai na?
Subhanallah.
Sitting, moving here and there, jumping your legs there and there. Allah said, I like this action.
Subhanallah.
All these things you're doing for me.
Subhanallah.
I'm not doing for anything.
Subhanallah.
I like this action.
Subhanallah.
Tired yourself in my love.
Subhanallah.
Finish yourself in my love.
Subhanallah.
Say it.
Subhanallah.
ऐसी मोहब्बत करें अल्लाह ताला
सुभान अल्लाह
ड्रामे क्यों करते हैं बिस्तर छोड़ नहीं सकते रमजान के अंदर सुबह के जिक्र में रमजान लेंगे ऐसे मिलता है रमजान हार्डशिप
वाह
شیلنگ ذکر کریں تھوڑا سا ماشاء اللہ ٹائم بڑھ گیا نماز کا، یہ مسجد اچھی ٹائم نہیں بڑھاتی عرصہ کا، اچھی مسجد کا ہوتی ہے اللہ اس مسجد کو آباد کرے، جو اس مسجد کو آباد کرنے اللہ ان کو آباد کرے،
آمین،
مال دولت سے نہیں دل سے آباد کرے، بچوں میں اللہ تعالیٰ ذکر کا نور پہنچے،
آمین،
دو مانگو تو ایسی ہی مانگو جن کو آخرت میں کام آئے،
سبحان اللہ،
صحیح ہے، اچھے لوگ ہیں مسجد والے، ہر رمضان میں ماشاء اللہ بیٹھ جاتے ہیں، سمجھ جاتے ہیں،
سبحان اللہ،
اٹس اونلی فیو لیپس، فیو ڈیز، می بی ون ٹو ڈیز، ناٹ مور دین دیٹ، then shall see next Ramzan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu was-salam ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko, ya Allah, hum sab ki bakhshish farma, ya Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool farma, ya Allah, hamari ibadat ko qubool farma, یا اللہ سیام القیام قبول فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں للۃ القدر نصیب فرما، یا اللہ تو ہمیں للۃ القدر نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اس عشرے کی ہمیں عبادات نصیب فرما، ذکر مجلس نصیب فرما، امام مجلس کی حاضری نصیب فرما، یا اللہ صحت نصیب فرما، عافیت نصیب فرما، ہر نعمت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں کچھ شفا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں کچھ شفا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ جو بھی بیمار ہے اس کو شفا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ تم رحم فرما، پورے عالم اسلام پہ رحم فرما، یا اللہ پورے عالم اسلام پہ رحم فرما، امت پہ تو اپنا رحم فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ صحبہ اجمعین میں رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، السلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ.